Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going to go to Arlington's National Cemetery on Memorial Day to watch President Trump lay the wreath. Take a look. We're so thankful for everyone, every soldier that gave their life for the freedom that we have. When we get back from this break, we are going to go to Arlington Cemetery and hear words given by our president, President Trump, remembering those that gave the ultimate price of laying down their life so that we could be free. Join us after this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The American concept right now is not God's original intent. Mm-hmm. But the church is the church no matter how we meet, whether we meet in a big stucco building, a metal building, or a storefront, or in a house. It's where we meet doesn't define who we are. But we're supposed to be doing something after we meet. I mean, it should be like a coming together, a huddle. And we're going like, you know, this happened and that happened. And, you know, not like I just did Satan all week and all of a sudden I'm going to do Jesus at 11:45 on Sunday. I mean, that's not how it works.
Well, I mean, think about it. Jesus said in Matthew 20, he said, go and make disciples. There's an action.
Now, go. If you look go up, what does it mean, go?
Well, think about it. I mean, if you were to get a brand new car and you love it, it's great, it's everything that you hope for, but then it just sat in your driveway, you never did anything with it, and you never used what it was designed for.
Are you talking about the church, or are you talking about a car? This kind of sounds the same.
But what I'm saying is that in regards to the fact that we have turned that, you know, it, what we talked about.
What you could do, you could paint your car. If you painted it and carpeted it and put a better sound system in with a boom boost, you know.
Yes.
Whatever that's called.
Music?
Yes. Yeah, that's all right. I don't know how big this car is. But
you think about it. We've talked about it on a previous program is that when you look at.
Subwoofer. Go ahead.
Something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the Great Commission, it's about discipleship. We've turned it into just making converts.
You used to go to church. Now we got to be a disciple.
Well, right.
Why do you have to be a disciple?
That's exactly what Jesus called us to do. Go and make disciples.
So that means that 80% of American Christians who are not picking up their Bible at all.
Not reading it at all.
So how can you actually do what it says? Because he says a disciple is someone who knows and follows my teaching. Mm-hmm.
That's a great question.
Then when Rick Joyner said, he said only 10% of Christians in America, maybe it was even smaller than that, even know what their call is, which means 90% don't even know what their call is. But how it, you can't, we're in trouble. Mm-hmm. We need to make disciples.
That's right.
We need to make disciples. And a disciple is someone that goes out and cares about somebody who knows Jesus personally, who has a relationship. We have Emmaus Road. Emmaus Road is perfectly set up for this generation. And you can be a part of it. If you want to be a part of what God's doing, you want to do something for God, find out what He's doing and just dive in full speed ahead. We have Emmaus Road. Emmaus Road is specifically set up. So no matter where you are, no matter what device you have, whether it's a computer or a mobile device or whatever, even if it has a face on it, I guess, you know, but you can do what Jesus, you can learn the teachings of Jesus and you can begin to apply them in your life. That's and right. Go out and you can do anything and go anywhere.
Yeah. And while you're learning, you can also help others too.
Yeah. This is exciting. It really is. And you can find that at VineFellowshipNetwork.org. Go to Hello Church and Emmaus Road and find out which pathway is better for you. There are a couple different pathways.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're going to go right to Arlington Cemetery where President Trump is honoring our soldiers and the families that have paid the ultimate price. But he also gives some remarks there that just very meaningful. This is President Trump on Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, General Dunford, Secretary Mattis, for your moving words and for your service to our great nation. Vice President Pence, Cabinet Secretaries, members of Congress, members of the armed forces and veterans. Thank you for joining us as we honor the brave warriors who gave their lives for ours, spending their last moments on this earth in defense of this country and of its people. Words cannot measure the depth of their devotion, the purity of their love, or the totality of their courage. We only hope that every day we can prove worthy, not only of their sacrifice and service, but of the sacrifice made by the families and loved ones they left behind. Special, special people. I especially want to extend our gratitude to Secretary John Kelly for joining us today. Incredible man. I always like to call him General. He understands more than most ever could or ever will the wounds and burdens of war. Not only did Secretary proudly serve in the military for more than 40 years, enduring many hardships, but he and his incredible wife, Karen, have borne the single most difficult hardship of them all, the loss of their son, Robert, in service to our country. Robert died fighting the enemies of all civilizations in Afghanistan. To John, Karen, Heather, Kate, Andrea, and the entire Kelly family, today 300 million American hearts are joined together with yours. We grieve with you, we honor you, and we pledge to you that we will always remember Robert and what he did for all of us. Thank you, John. The Kelly family represents military families across the country who carry the burden of freedom on their shoulders. Secretary Kelly is joined today by his son-in-law, Jake, a wounded warrior, and the Secretary's son, Johnny, will soon leave on his fifth deployment. It is because of families like yours that all of our families can live in safety and live in peace. To every Gold Star family who honors us with your presence, you lost sons and daughters, husbands and wives, mothers and fathers. They each had their own names, their own stories, their own beautiful dreams. But they were all angels sent to us by God, and they all share one title in common, and that is the title of hero. Real heroes. Though they were here only a brief time before God called them home, their legacy will endure forever. General Douglas MacArthur once said that the soldier who is called upon to offer and to give his life for his country is the noblest development of mankind. Here at this hallowed shrine, we honor the noblest among us, the men and women who paid the ultimate price for victory and for freedom. We pay tribute to those brave souls who raced into gunfire, roared into battle, and ran into hell to face down evil. They made their sacrifice not for fame or for money or even for glory, but for country. We are privileged to be joined today by a man whose life demonstrates the values of service and sacrifice, Senator Bob Dole, here with his wife, Senator Elizabeth Dole. Senator Dole fought bravely in World War II and was severely wounded by German fire. In just a few weeks, Bob will be celebrating his 94th birthday. And Bob, I know I speak for millions of grateful Americans when I say thank you. Thank you, Bob. We thank you not only for your service, but for helping us to remember your fallen comrades and the countless American patriots who gave their lives in the Second World War. Since the first volley of gunfire in the Revolution, brave Americans in every generation have answered the call of duty and won victory for freedom in its hour of need. Today, a new generation of American patriots are fighting to win the battle against terrorism, risking their lives to protect our citizens from an enemy that uses the murder of innocents to wage war on humanity itself. We are joined today by the wife of Specialist Christopher Horton, who rests on these so beautiful grounds. As Jane tells us, Chris was a man who loved his country with every part of his being. In 2008, Chris enlisted in the Oklahoma Army National Guard. He trained as a sniper, becoming known as one of the best shots anywhere at any time. He was a talented, tough guy. While Chris was in the National Guard, he was also a volunteer police officer. In everything he did, he was thinking about how he could serve God, serve his family, and serve his country. In 2011, he deployed for the first time to Afghanistan. Chris knew his job was one of the most dangerous there was, but he was determined to go after the enemy at any cost to himself. His missions helped target and kill terrorists who sought to destroy innocent people. Just 3 months into his first deployment, Chris was near the Pakistan border, trying to eliminate an enemy cell that was doing so much damage and that was planting deadly roadside bombs against his unit and the units of many others. Standing watch with his comrades, he died in the ensuing gun battle with enemy forces. Chris sacrificed his life to protect his fellow soldiers and to protect all Americans. He was awarded the Purple Heart and Bronze Star for his courage. At only 26 years old, Chris secured his place in our hearts for eternity. Jane, America grieves with you. Our whole entire nation sends you our support, our strength, and our deep, deep love. You lost your husband, and America lost a hero. And together, we will preserve his memory today, tomorrow, and always. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Jane. We're also joined today by David and Rose Byers, the parents of Major Andrew Byers. As a boy, Andrew dreamed of the chance to attend the United States Military Academy at West Point. He worked hard, he earned that chance, and he graduated at the top of his class. He became the commander of a special HALO team, leading his fellow soldiers out of aircraft, hurtling into dangerous and unknown territory. About this time last year, Andrew was sent on his third combat deployment. This time, he went to Afghanistan. On November 3rd, he was one of 10 Special Forces operators to land by helicopter near a Taliban safe haven in northern Afghanistan. They trekked through a mile of waist-deep mud and climbed a steep cliff before finally reaching the village that they wanted to reach. There, a night-long battle ensued. Andrew and his team fought off wave after wave after wave of enemy fighters. A grenade detonated, and as the Taliban began to surround the American and Afghan forces, Andrew ran through the smoke and through the hail of bullets to rescue an Afghan soldier. In the midst of this torrent of gunfire and danger, Andrew worked heroically to open a gateway and get his men to safety, risking his life to save theirs. And he did it. Unbelievably, he did it. But in saving those lives, Andrew was killed right then and there by enemy fire. Andrew has since been awarded the Silver Star for gallantry in battle. To his parents, David and Rose, we stand in awe of your son and his courageous sacrifice. On behalf of the American people, I express to you our everlasting gratitude for what your son did for his country, for his comrades, and for all of us. Andrew's father has said that he holds onto the promise of Joshua 1, verse 9, the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
John, it feels so good having a president that, supports our troops, and
yes,
doesn't it?
Absolutely.
I'm so thankful for our president.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.